Talmud says that there was a punishment for Chava's participation, major participation in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. He was punished at the Eshet Tel Dibonim with a whole series of other onsim. The Gemara interprets that Dam Nido and Dam Ledo and Tzar Ledo, everything was an Einish due to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Is it before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas there would be no natural Dam Nido, Dam Ledo? In other words, it's all due to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Interesting. The Mepharshim on that Gemara explained because the Gemara has a klal, Achayshid Dikshev and Leke Digufoy. What was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas? He just learned in Sanhedrin on that Kortes and Alves that the Nochash was a Mesis. In what way was he a Mesis? If I try to cook somebody who's eating a Veilah, he's sitting a Mesis. That's what Moshe says. Based on that Gemara, but based on the Yad Raman, that Gemara, but the Pasha Shad Gemara is not so. The Pasha Shad is that he was a Mesis to spirit, because he was convincing her, the Yishin Kivahi, the Yishin Kivahi, that she should eat from the Eitz Hadas. How do you think that Rabbi Shlomo got where he ate from the Eitz Hadas? And that's why it's Yodei HaTovara. Eitz Hadas Tovara. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's why he's so smart. So if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you also become so smart. You also become the Yishin Kivahi, the Yodei Tovara. And the reason why the Rabbi Shlomo doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas is because he's jealous. The letter says, Kolum and Son in the Bar of Nasi. Everybody is jealous of the other people in the same field because he doesn't want to have competition. So that's why the Rabbi Shlomo doesn't want anybody else to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Chava fell to this story, and she went ahead and she ate from the Eitz Hadas because she was punished. So the onus that she got, that she suffers Tzar Ledo and Dam Nido and Dam Ledo, that was not an onus. That's what Gemara thinks. That was not an onus for the Apikursus part. The Apikursus was a different onus. She didn't believe that the punishment of the Eitz Hadas was the Dam Ledo. Eitz Hadas existed for the punishment. That's the main thing for the power. That somehow people get different ideas for that. But the owners of Dam Nido, Dam Nevada, that's to the owners of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Because a Hasidic Shayim, Lake of the Gufa, somebody tells me about someone else. Lashon Hara, a terrible Lashon Hara, that he's jealous of everybody else and he doesn't want anybody else to become as great as he is. Kalum and Son of the Baranasi. So not only does the Gemara say a Hasidic Shayim, not only does the Gemara say Zot Terat on the Torah, Zot Terat Moshe Shema, the Gemara says in Erechim, and that says what? But one who speaks Lashon Hara is going, Lashon Hara is punished by Saraz, Chayshid Yipshen, Lekid Adufa, the Gemara says even the one who's Mekabal, the Lashon Hara is also Lekid Adufa. So that, according to the Gemara, seems to be the connection in the Sedra over here. That Parashas Tazria starts off with Tumas Lego, which is an Einish to the Isha. So the Gemara understands it's an Einish to the Isha. And then it continues with the Neged Saraz, which is an Einish. The Gemara says that this is an Einish to Baal Lashon Hara. But the Gemara says the Einish to the Isha is because of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Chayshu Kibshay and Mekhi Dibusha, yeah. Well, you have to go to Aaron, what does that mean? Well, I know people who talk Lashon Hara, listen to Lashon Hara, they believe Lashon Hara. I don't know. What me, the Chavetz Chaim talks about, how come the people who talk Lashon Hara today, we don't see that they're punished with Tzaraas? So he says that because in some Sefer, that was written at least 200 years before his time, that maybe the punishment of Tzaraas or Lashon Hara only makes sense to Zman, that the Mitzvah would be very restricted, that he's Mishtaleach, it's like, you know, Machnos, and he can't do this, and he can't do that, and bothered Yeshev, and it's a very annoying thing. So the Zman has said that you don't have Shiluach Tmeim and Amachnos, and there's no Bishamikis, and there's no Shuma, there's no Kachim, there's no Aliyah Rebbe, there's nothing. So what is he limited from doing? He can't go to the Kaisel Ma'arav. He can't go, that's it. A lot of Jews don't go. The Mitzvah Kaisel doesn't go to the Kaisel Ma'arav. That's a Rana, Mitzvah Kaisel. The Brisket don't go to the Kaisel Ma'arav. That's a Rana, Brisket. So there's no big Einish. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim quotes from some Sefer. But Bizman Hazeh, that Saras is not such a big, he doesn't suffer as much as he did Bizman anymore. So that's born. The first parak in Brachos talks about what's the din of a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. The din is that a mitzvah is only tummy when the kohen declares that he's tummy. Kol zman hakohen doesn't declare that he's tummy just because he knows he has an eged tzaraas. He declares. He can declare from today till next year. He's not a kohen. He's not. You have to have that. The kohen has to declare that he's tummy. And the kohen declares that he's tummy corresponding to the fact that he has an eged tzaraas. But the kohen takes an innocent victim and he says, you are tummy. I don't like tummy. I'm going to say, yeah. I declare that he's tummy from the tzaraas. So he doesn't become a mitzvah. You have to have two things. You have to have number one, he has a negative saraz, and number two, the kohen declares that he's tummy. in accordance with our law, so then it becomes punished. So the Rambam, the first Perek in Brachos, discusses what the din is manner there of Mitzvah Roy. Now they mishpal from Kutzul Machnitah. So then it depends on the issue of whether Kitzur or Silova. The Mitzvah says, if brother Yesh Mechutzul Machnitah Meshavah, he has to go in Kutzul Gimel Machnitah, he's not allowed to be in Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to be in the Ayorah, he's not allowed to be in the Ayorah. So the time was after the year 70 when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, was it Loi Kitzur Lo Silova, was it Kitzur Lo Silova? That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Raizah. The Rambam holds that Kitzur Lo Silova and Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim, and the Raizah holds that it was Loi Kitzur Lo Silova, it's going to happen in the Kaddish all over again. So that depends. Is the Mitzvah permitted to go to the Kaisel HaMaravi or not, which is in the middle of the Iraqi town? That would depend whether he holds Kitzur Lo Silova or not Kitzur Lo Silova. What about would the Mitzvah be permitted or not to enter into the Ayorah HaMakaf Yitzchayim and Mimoy Tishur Benun? What still needs to hang around? Are there any things around? Look at Chayim Mimoy Tishur Benun. You might say Shalokham, Chayim and the walls fell down is also good. But what about the cities that look at Chayim Mimoy Tishur Benun and then when it came Chulim by Yitzvishim, what happened to them? We talked that Tzvishos Aorik was working Shalok Yitzvah. During the 7 years of Aorik Yitzvah, it wasn't Kedusha Teres Yisrael. So the Rambam passage based on the Gemara that the Ayorah HaMakavos Chayim lost their Kedusha also. So when he came back, because even though the Rambam holds that Kedusha to Yerushalayim, Kedusha HaMikdash was Kedusha Teres in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, but Kedusha Teres Yisrael was like Kedusha. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Erechim that the Kedusha Ayorah HaMakavos Chayim is not the lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. It's not that that's a branch. It's not that that's a branch of the Beis HaMikdash. It's rather a higher level of Kedusha Ta'aretz. So once Kedusha Ta'aretz crumbles, then Kedusha Ta'aretz and Kedusha also disappear. So the Rambam writes that when Ezra and Nechemi came back in the beginning of Ba'ishen, they had the Mekadesh, Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to Mekadesh the Beit HaMikdash, the Rambam claims, because that was Kitzur Lo Silova. But he writes they had it in Mekadesh, Eretz Yisrael, and they had it in Mekadesh, he quotes to Gemara Nechem, they had it in Mekadesh all over again. Ayoret HaMikot Eschayim, and Yimoyish Ezra and Nechemi. That changes the Nusach a little bit. It's not Ayorot HaMakavos Chayim Eretz Yisrael, but Ayorot HaMakavos Chayim Eretz Yisrael. Are there any then left? And whatever was in Shadish was Eretz Yisrael was Kitzur Lo Silova. Kedusha Shmiya, most of the Rishonim, except for that Rashi we had on Da'at Kol Rav, and there's Rabbeinu Baruch and the Seif HaShuna. So most of the Rishonim, 99 out of 100 Rishonim hold that and say that Kedusha Torah is Kitzur Lo Silova. Since the Rambam quotes that Gemara and Erechim, that Kedushas Ayorot HaMakavos Chayim is a higher level of Kedushas Ayorot, it's not a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, so it would come out interesting. That a Mitzvah Bizman Azeh, is he permitted to daven by the Kaisel HaMaravi, coming to the Raizah, yes, he's permitted to enter Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is like Kedushas Ayorot, but the Ayorot HaMakavos Chayim, and the Moit Ezra Nechemya, he wouldn't be allowed to enter, because Kedushas Ayorot Yisrael is Kedushas Ayorot. A little bit funny, no? Only in Eretz Yisrael. And Megillah, the Ron quotes in Machlokes, the Yerushalmi holds that Lukav Chami Moshe Shul Benun, so Kriyas HaMegillah means that it has Kedusha of Lukav Chami, so then it's only limited to Eretz Yisrael. And the Babli is the famous master. Babli says that the Dina Mutav Chalmei Tishu Benun to Nikol Megillah and says, well, it has nothing to do with Kedusha Tayyarat and Kav Chalmei. It applies even to Chutzah. Who's talking about that? By the city of Chutzah. But the Yishami holds that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, like the Dina Mutav Chalmei Tishu Benun, only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only Vada. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says so. The Gemara says that Karka B'Chutzah is a Dina Kimitav Chalmei. Rabbi Yolo is Dina. That's why the Torah quotes the Shita from the Gaonim. A funny Yumar Shita Mamish, they learn the Gemara Kipshuto. The Gaonim read the Gemara Kipshuto. The Gemara says, Akar from Kipshuto is given to the Talmud. The Gemara Erechim said, it says, Ainish Bar Malakakos doesn't apply in America. All the Dinim of it. There's no Shmir of the Kakos doesn't apply in America. Only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Because Akar from Kipshuto is given to the Talmud. And the Torah says that that's ridiculous. He says, what are you talking about? The Gemara means when it gets to the dinim and the chutzah side. Those dinim don't only apply in Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with Kedusha Sa'aretz. The chutzah, Kaka chutzah, doesn't have any Kedusha Sa'aretz. So it's dinim, it's also.
Way back in the city now, the Shemachim was from there, which was the city,
Right now,
let's say now that Malcolm is unchanged on that part. So it also saw that condition.
Okay?
So then it's saying, the photograph, we have to be careful in not doing it with something.
Right. Right. That's correct. Because the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Erechim, the Rayozam Kodesh Chaimo are a function of Kedushas Haaretz. And Kedushas Haaretz, 99 out of 100 Rishonim hold with Kitchen or Silovo. So the Rayozam Kodesh Chaimo, Mimoy says in the Chaim, he's still maintaining Kedushas Haaretz. So the Mitzvah is not allowed to go there.
And the Kohen who's in the Torah, can he declare himself coming?
No. Mishnah has him on Kodesh Atanani, what it occurs is committed to Paskin on Rios Megoy. And even if you hold that a car is made, but call on the guy, my lord, which is Nige Yatsma. Nige Yatsma certainly not. And Yiddish, they use that as a melissa, that I can see everybody else's chesrinus except for my own chesrinus. A person can never say, call on the guy, my lord, which is Nige Yatsma. That's not what it means in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a machlej satanai, whether a car is Roy and the guy or not. And the Mishnah is one time, and even if you hold a car is Roy and the guy, but Nige Yatsma, certainly not. And Nige Yishta also not, because this is the Kigufa. So the husband can't pass it on his wife. Right, that's the discussion in Achrayman, right. The even if you'll say, let's say, according to the Rise, that the Nigus is Lo Tisha La Tilovoi, so Kedusha Yerushalayim is Batla, in the year 70, then maybe we should say that Yerushalayim should be Lo Gora, Mayoras on the cross of Chaim, that the Dalit should have. Did they intend? Did they ever intend to be the Kanish Yerushalayim? You have to be in the Kaddish on the other time of Kaddish Chaim. Taisa says in Shavuos, we don't know exactly how do you do that. What do you do? What ceremony? Today you ask your rabbi. See a ceremony, 1, 2, 3, recite this and that. And the other, make up a ceremony on the spot. They make up ceremonies for everything. But Taisa wasn't so keen on these things. Taisa says, we don't know what ceremony you're supposed to do. Because Rashi says, how do you Kaddish the other time of Kaddish Chaim as you should remember? By bringing a carbon tater. So Taisa says, what is he hacking at Chinese? That the Gemara says that's going to get the Kedushas Yerushalayim. You want to be the Kaddish Yerushalayim, so a Taida has to be Nechela, Shin Yerushalayim, not the Kedushas Yerushalayim. So if you bring a Kodim Taida, you march around where you want to declare them, welcome the Kedushas Yerushalayim. So you're demonstrating that you hold that this is Yerushalayim. So how are you walking with a Kodim Taida? So the Taida can only be brought, only be eaten in Yerushalayim. But you can't eat a Kodim Taida and Ayala Tam Kav Tzayim. Taisa says, what's the tusta? What does Kavim Taida have to do with Ayyavatam Kavim? So Taisa says that. What ceremony do you do? So they say, they don't know. They don't know what you're supposed to do. It must be some act, some kind of a ceremony to be Mekadosh. Gemara has a special ceremony, how to be Mekadosh to Azara, special ceremony, how to be Mekadosh, Amos Sifan of our ear, Amos Sifan of our Azara, and they want to know. So how do you create Kedushas Ayyavatam Kavim? You declare it, Kavim. So that's a shayla. When they were your kasha, when they were Mekadosh Yerushalayim, when they were Mekadosh Yerushalayim, it had much more than Ayyavatam Kavim. Because Ayyavatam Kavim only has to be that the Mitzvah is not allowed to enter there. That's all. Yerushalayim is much more than that. You can eat by Shemi and Kotzim Kalim. And a whole 10 degrees, so do you never be Yerushalayim, they don't apply. So maybe when they're on the Kaddish Yerushalayim, maybe they never intended to be in the Kaddish if they're on the Kaddish Yerushalayim. If so, when there was Batla Kedushas Yerushalayim, according to the Rises, with the Chudin HaBai Yisheni, with Batla Kedushas HaMigdosh and Batla Kedushas Yerushalayim, so maybe it was wiped out completely, and it won't even retain the Kedushas Yerushalayim, because initially when they established Yerushalayim in the days of Ezra Nechemes, maybe they never intended to be Mekadosh as a Amuk of Chayim. Maybe they only intended to be Mekadosh as a Yisrael. Achleinim discussed that in the Kudim.
But afterwards, first they don't
mention
it in the time of Ezra, a little later, Chemes time, really the same time, then they built the wall. So in the summer they were Mekadosh to the Yerushalayim as, they had a Mekadosh Yerushalayim before they built the base of Ezra, so it was probably Mekadosh Yerushalayim then, and then when they built the wall, in the time of Chemia, a little later,
that's the question. What would they need that for? If I came in there, so what would they add by declaring that it's a Mukav Chaim? Everything that could be in a Mukav Chaim was there already plus more. If it would have been first the Mukav Chaim and then they declared it as the Yerushalayim, so you say, well, first they made it a Kedushas Mukav Chaim and then they made it a Kedushas Yerushalayim to add. Or if they were both simultaneous, they had a wall and then they gave it Kedushas Yerushalayim. So maybe you can say they endowed it with a double Kedushas, but if you say that first they endowed it with Kedushas Yerushalayim, and later they built a wall, and later they should endow it with Kedushas Mukav Chaim, it's not adding anything. It's Mestabit to say that they never gave the Kedushas Mukav Chaim.
That's the right of the Yerushalayim is not Aliyah's Kedushas Yerushalayim itself, but it's the Yerushalayim itself, so therefore,
therefore the rabbi says that Kedusha is something which is brought up as manazeh.
Therefore, that makes sense. You're right, Kedusha is Yishlayim Toto Bato.
Right, that's what he holds.
Right, so that's what I understand. To say now that Yishlayim is going to be on a lower level,
that Ayyot is on the top of that. Exactly.
That's it. Isn't there one thing also that she could have said that no, the Yishlayim works, that is even a higher level of Kedusha for us?
There may be two aspects of Kedushas Yerushalayim, but the basic aspect of Kedushas Yerushalayim that we usually speak of is a level of Kedushas Hanigdash, that you can eat mice, you can eat fresh and cow.
Because
maybe that Yerushalayim has a double level of Kedusha, a higher level of Kedushas Hanigdash and a lower level of Kedushas Hanigdash. The first Rashi on Tazria quotes from the Medrash Rabba, "Kishengshing tiyotu shalad ha'macha kol behema chay v'yo." My separation is similarly kach tiyotu and esparsha achatoros behema chay v'yo. In other words, that there's a real parallel between the dini ha'tayra and the teva ha'olam. That's what the Medrash says in the beginning of the Rashi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is talking about tayra boros ha'olam. That if the person really has a good kush, he doesn't have to learn in the yeshiva. He can learn in our university, but not to learn literature, garbage. He can learn science, and by studying science, Teva Ha'olam, he will know all the Dini HaTorah. And the Medrash says, how did Avraham Avinu king called Teruk HaShlem Nitna, how did he know? The Gemara says that he had Koyas Yoyasoyas, and he had Chochmah, he just looked in the world, and he figured out Tzimri, Tzitzis, Krishna, Zman Krishna, Goyim Zman, Olam Avon Zman, just looked in the world, and he figured it all out, how did he figure it all out? The Gemara says, and the Drashim all say that there's a parallel, there's a relationship between the Teva Ha'olam, it's the same Bari Yodam, the same God who created the world, gave the Dini HaTorah, and it's the same system. Everything is exactly identical. It's not that it's another system that's related, connected. It's not related, it's identical. It's the exact same thing. When an artist makes paintings, like a person has a handwriting. Every person has a different handwriting. So you can tell, you can see all the different things that are written by the same person, you can tell that's his handwriting. When an artist draws pictures, you can see similarities. This artist has his first style. When a person writes books, that he has his style of writing, and other people have a different style of writing. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes things, and he makes everything, that's his style. He makes Teva, and he makes Dini HaTorah, and he makes everything the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes, it's all the same style. Exactly the same thing. It's a reflection of his mahus, a reflection of his essence. So if you look into the Teva Ha'olam, you can figure out what the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You can figure out the Dini HaTorah. That's what the Medrash says, that everything is mamish parallel. Just like in Shaitis Mei Bereishis, first came the Behemoth, and then all done, so too in the Dini HaTorah, first comes the Behemoth, then comes the Yom. So it has the din of the Malot. There's the Malot of 40 days for a boy, and Malot of 80 days for a girl. What is the term Malot? It's a technical term in Yeshiva. We talk about a Malot. What does a Malot? A Malot is a period of time that's superimposed over the calendar. Shabbos is not a Malot. Yom Tov is not a Malot. That's the calendaric day. Malot means Avelos, Shiva, a person is put in Nidui for 30 days, 7 days. A Nozir is a Malot. He's Makabal Nozir, it's middle of nowhere. So that's superimposed on top of the calendar. That's a Malot. Usually by Malos, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that there is a din of Mikvah Yom Kippur on Shabbos, and Yom Tov you can't say Mikvah Yom Kippur. I go to the first minyan Shabbos morning and make Kiddush, and then Mikvah Yom Kippur and go to work. Yom Tov, I'll observe a little bit. You can't just say Mikvah Yom Kippur, that's not a Malos. But on a period of time that's superimposed on the calendar, it's not a calendaric Zman, then the Gemara learns that from Sufim that you do say Mikvah Yom Kippur. Here, the Gemara says no. The Gemara in Sochim on that Sabbath on the day. The Gemara says, "Kol chavit tzil is tovlim b'yoyim." Anybody whose tamei has to wait 7 days, whatever, can be tovel the morning of the seventh day. Zav zavo can be tovel the morning of the seventh day. Chutz minidali aleder shetzilosam b'alayla. They have to be tovel b'alayla. And the Rishonim explained that it's not halacha. They have to be tovel b'alayla. If they wait till tomorrow, they can be tovel b'yoyim also. It's not halacha. It's like tzilah sayna has to be b'alayla. The tefillah Samida has to be balayla. Only the tefillah Bizmano is balayla. If the tefillah Bizmano, Yikir Adin, Yikir Adin, Yikir Adin, can be bayam. It's only Exer Adin Rabbana that we don't allow the woman to be terrible bayam. For different reasons. Why does it have to adapt to being balayla? Why can't you say Mitzvah Sayyam Kapulay? So Rashi, Anagi Mor, and Sofim says, because we have a person that says, he may need us the very so tikmah that your letter Zofa becomes Tmei or 7 days. He may need as the voice of the same din as Nida. So it's a heker. Take the perish a heker. So just like a nidah is tameh 7 days, so too the your leg is zachar is tameh 7 days. And by nidah we have a different passage that indicates that you don't say mikzem kekula. So that's why these two are exceptions to the rule. One could perhaps have given a little slightly different answer. Rashi makes everything to Akzeris HaKosov. One could perhaps give a beer over here, but it doesn't have to be Akzeris HaKosov, because the Gemara presents a Machlokes HaTanoim, what's the nature of the din, Machlokes HaYosi in the Rabbanan, Machlokes HaBishol in the Rabbanan. The Gemara relates these two. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi and HaBishol hold the same, and the Chachamim disagree. What's the nature of the din of Mikzeh Hayem Kekula, that the job in the service in the table the morning of the seventh day? So the Tzitas Rova Chachamim, Rova Tamayim against Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim HaBishol, Tzitas Rova Tamayim is a Mikzeh Kekula, and doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? A guy sits Shivas, he says, no, he doesn't sit Shivas, it's 6.5 days. What does that mean? So the answer is no, really he sits Shivas for 7 days. But the din is that since there's a mihug of Avelus on Shiva, so a mixas mihug and chilas ayayim is sufficient. There's no need to be knowing the dinim all day long on the last day of the Malor. If you have a mixas mihug, it's enough. So that only makes sense by Zav and Zav who required the dikit, the Malon Zav and Apostle, but they have to do the Tafa Lok, Tafa needs the dikit. So I say, so do a dikit on the last day, mixayim kekula. The din is that she doesn't have to do any bedikas, even if she has dam all 7 days, 7 minutes before the shkia. So she'll be, she can be tovel after the shkia is up, and then to be tovel. She doesn't need a hefsek tara, she just has to know that the dam isn't continuing into the 8th day. The dam continues after the 7 days of rishon, and she's getting rubber tam. That's why this kind of rubber tam is going to be days in a row. It's not really that you need a hefsek tara. You have to know that there's no more dam. It's not that you didn't need a dika on the seventh day of the nidah. So you won't make a dika, so you won't know maybe the dam continues to flow even into the 8th day, since it became a zavah. So since by a nidah and by your letters there's nothing to do, she just sits back and she waits till his mom comes. There's no nidah given that she has to do. It's not like an avelus that the person is knowing avelus. If a nazir, the person is knowing nazirus. The Rambam writes that if a nazir observed all the laws of nazirus, he's fulfilled 3 mitzvahs. It says Kaddish Yiyah, Gadol Peres HaRosha, another mitzvah, Kol Yesh Mitzvah, something like that. It's a clear message, and there's a nihug in the Zira. It's not Tam, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to drink contamination, he's not allowed to take care of it, he's not allowed. No. When he does all he's not allowed to, when he observes all the things he's not allowed to do, then it's considered a nihug of Avelus, a nihug of the Zira, a nihug of Avelus, a kiyum, as a kiyum. So then I can say a mitzvah nihug on the last day of the Malos is sufficient. But by a nidah of your letters, there's no nidah at all. They don't have to do anything. So that's the reason why there's no din of mikzeh and kekula. Rashi has to quote Sukkim according to the other time, according to Rabbi Yosi, according to HaBishol. We don't pasken like Rabbi Yosi. HaBishol, we pasken like because it's in Hilchos Avelus. The Gemara says in Maitzotten, whenever there's a machlokes, one chacham against the majority of chachamim, halacha shatamotzi, yachid v'rabin, halacha v'digri harabin, whether l'hach alo l'hachmer, whether v'deraisa over the rabbanon, yachid v'rabin, halacha v'ram, acharam l'hachis, except for avelos, because whenever you find a rabbi mamachmer, the yachid is meikol, we have a plow, halacha v'digri meikol v'ogel, because any sotah told the hun avelos, you go l'kula. So the Gemara has, but you have a machlekes, abishol nachacham, even on kolot l'kula, this is a machlekes in kolot l'kula. That's what Rabbi Chana Rasim points out there. And Ramesh points that out, and that's Gemara Maikot. You know, the issue involved is the Machlekes and Kala Tarakula. How does one understand Mikzeh Hayom Kekula? In Kala Tarakula, we don't pass him. We pass him like a Chachamim to Rabbi Yosi. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yosi, who holds the same as Abishol. When it comes to Avela, it's the Mekel. It's not only that it's an Avela, it's a Machlekes and Mekel. It's a Machlekes and Kala Tarakula. This din of Mikzeh Hayom Kekula comes from a parish of Zavah. Comes from Zav, Zavah, it's a din of Kala Tarakula. I dare to Nazir, together I didn't mix them to Kulas. And Kala Tarakula we pass in one way. And it comes to Avela, so make him like Abishol, who holds like Rabbi Yosi. So that's apparently what Rashi needs Sukkim for there in the Psochem Dab Tzadik. Rashi has to give Sukkim, how do you know that your letters, has it been like a Tumas Nidah? How do you know a Nidah has to have a full day in order to mix them to Kulas? What do you need Sukkim for? We get such a simple answer. The answer is because the Ratanayim, who have to have Sukkim, because the Ratanayim hold, that Mikzeh and Kekula has nothing to do with a Mikzeh Nihu. You don't have to be knowing anything. Mikzeh and Kekula happens automatically. When you've entered into the beginning of the last day of the Malos, The Malosa ends, period. That's the end of the Malosa. But Rashi has to explain, so what, if you don't, if it doesn't have to have anything to do with your nihil, so why shouldn't the nihil work? Why shouldn't the trick work automatically by a nidon by your leather? That's a pasuk. If this is unique to nidon by nidon, there's another pasuk that you don't say mitzvah and kikulim. The malos by a girl is 80 days and the malos by a boy is 40 days. This is what led one time in the Gemara needed to say that the Gemara says in Nida that the Tzuras Avla develops after 40 days of a pregnancy. So let's say if a woman had a miscarriage and then later on she gives birth to a baby boy, the Mishnah says, will it be a din pigin aben on the second baby or not? It depends. How long was she pregnant with the first baby? If she was pregnant with the first baby for more than 40 days and the baby had a Tzuras Avla, tiny little, the baby's going to be an inch by an inch. It's a very tiny thing. And then if you look in the medical books, they have pictures of what these embryos look like there. 35 days, or 41 days, 43 days, 45 days, 48 days. And then exactly around the 42nd day, 43rd day, then that begins to have a Tzuras Avla. You can see, and it's inch by inch, you can see the shape of the head and legs and arms. Starts to begin to look like a Tzuras Avla. So the Gemara says, if that's what it looked like, then that's called a Avla. And then the next one has no tibin aden. But if the first miscarriage was a pregnancy of less than 40 days, and even if it was 40 days, but it wasn't a Tzuras Avla, so then there's no, then the first one doesn't count, to consider it Maya B'Almo. And then the second one will be second one will have a din of tikkun aden. So one time in the Gemara has an unusual idea. So where did the 40 days come from? From the 40 days of the Malos over here. It's the Chandri later. The 40 days of Malos is after she gives birth to a baby, whether alive or dead. This is not 40 days of pregnancy, but that's what he holds. So therefore, you see from the pasuk that in the Keva has a Malos of 80 days. So therefore, you have to have a minimum of an 80-day pregnancy. So let's say a woman had a miscarriage of a baby girl. And it was a 75-day pregnancy. It wasn't an 80-day pregnancy. So one time in the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. One time it says in the Gemara neither, that that Maya the Alma doesn't count. And then the next blood, if it's a Zohar, will have to be not better. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like him. The shame, just like the Tzuras Avla of a Zohar is 40 days, so to the Tzuras Avla of a Zohar in a cave is 40 days. And the 40 days of the 80 days has nothing to do with the Tzuras Avla. I don't understand why in the world the Tana says, I think that'd be Shmuel. What this letter led him to believe that it should be so? I don't know what the happening is. And after the 80 days are up, then the malos is up. What's the significance of these of this malos? The Rashi points out that it has several demons. First of all, she's like a tfulas yom aruf. Normally when a person is tummy goes to mikveh, there's a tful yom to the end of the day. In respect to what is he in tful yom? And tful yom is still tummy for the purpose of achilos truma, for knisa lamikdosh, and for achilos karbonim. We discussed last week. No, who's from Machlekes Harishonim? What about for Knisol Harabayis? The Harabayis is doing it because we didn't get hold of him. I mean, they put Machlekes in patience, and he's makel or not. He's a machel, and he's makel. So here, one of the dinim is that the Yoledes is considered a tfulas Yom Aruch, even though she was tevel after the 7 or the 14 days of birth. She was tevel on the 8th day if it was a boy, or the 15th day if it was a girl. Still, you don't just wait till the end of that day and say she's no longer a full yom, she's only mechus to kippur. She didn't bring the kavanah. She had the kavanah. She has to wait till the end of the whole thing. No, we say that she's a full yom aruf. That she doesn't have a higher standard till the 40 days are up if it's a boy, until the 80 days are up if it's a girl. So it says b'chol kodesh hashiva, she's not allowed to eat truma, and so on. Not only is she mechus to kippur, she's even a full yom. That's number one, the din of the malach. What else? Number two. She cannot bring the carbon in the middle of the malos. If she brings the carbon, she's not yetzei. The carbon consists of chatos and an oilo. So the oilo will be kosher. You can volunteer an oilo in the middle also, but the chatos will not be kosher. It'll be kosher. She's going to have to. She won't be yetzei that. The Rambam even writes a bigger chiddush. The Rambam writes, let's say she had a baby a few years ago, and she just never got around to bring the carbon. There was no Beit HaMikdash for that. There was no Beit HaMikdash. And then they just built the Beit HaMikdash, and she just had a baby last week. They built the Beit HaMikdash today. And her husband is eager to bring the Korbanos HaYoledes. But he can't. She's in the middle of the Malos. He's not yet to bring the Korbanos HaYoledes. But she had a baby last year. She had a few babies years ago. He wants to bring as many sets of Korbanos as he can. So the Rambam writes that if you bring the Korbanos HaYoledes to HaMalos, You're not yoytze. Even though it's not the korbanos of this leila, korbanos from a previous leila, it's no good. The korbanos have to be brought when the woman is not in the middle of a malach. Then the Mishnah has another. Then there's a din of dam tohar. Then the chumash is a din of the malach. That she's tenei the first 7 days or 14 days, if it's a boy or a girl, even if it's a lady of Esther, even if there was no dam coming out at all, which is a highly theoretical thing. It's never going to be. Not going to be a lady of Esther. At least she gives birth to a baby, a bucket full of dam. And then she's Tahora, the last 33 or 66 days, she's going to be Tahora, even if it's full of dam. That's what it says, Teshays, the Dimei Tahora, even though there's loads of dam, the Dimei Tahora is that that's called dam Tohar. That's how the Kabbalah Chachamenu, the final Rach, is that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Karoim didn't follow the Kabbalah that tells about this, so they had a different interpretation. You can read every pasuk differently. So they read the pasuk improperly, that it says Teishei Dizmei Tahara, that the only dam that's Metamei and Isha is read the dam, and Mare Tomei, you have a Mare Tahara, so it's not Metamei to Isha. So they read Pshat, Teishei means she has to sit, she's Tamei or Dizmei Tahara. Even if she has dam that's a Mare Tahara, yellow, brown, whatever, but if it's in the 33 of the 66 days at the end of the Malos, then even dam with a maratahar is also metamei. Dam which is normally a maratahar is now metamei. So the Rambam writes that that's happy Christmas. That those who have a minig that the woman doesn't go to leave until after the 40 days, until after the 80 days, so such a minig, the Rambam reports such a minig is in the Kremlin, so he says it's based on the Karayim. That the minig of Karayim, that all year long, all of her lifetime, she knows that this is a maratahar. And we'll make a line, and it's better than the middle of the 33 days or the 66 days, even the Maratahar is also the time they. That's why they don't bother to go to Mikra until after the 40 or the 80 days are up, because what will they gain? They're going to have, well, they're always excretions coming out of the body, they're always going to be a Maratahar. There are rights that you have to do away with such a minute. There are more rights that there is such a minute, and it's based on a whole mocker in the Dark Emotion. He gives you a whole fancy rum to some mocker to explain what it's based on. And then he says, in the Kermis where they have such a minute, they should preserve the minig, but when you don't have the minig, we don't encourage people to adopt the minig. And today, generally speaking, I think that minig is lost already. Most people don't have that minig. To wait till after the 40 days or the 80 days before the woman goes to mikveh, we don't have that minig. Right, the Ramboi explains that they sent out the entire two feelers, that's why there was someone had a minig to wait till after the 80 days or the 40 days. Solve the problem with the two tefillahs. Two tefillahs, no. They're not
trying to go. It was in time because the husband was going to be following on Isha, not proper, the youth, the ladies, so there's no way you have to go to Mikvah or what you
did. Different reason, okay. But the Ramon doesn't give that reason. The Ramon, Dark Emes, he gives a different reason. In order to avoid having to be tiger or twice, they feel as though they waited till after the whole Malos was up. Mishnah has another din of increases. Mishnah has a din. Let's say a woman gave birth to a baby girl. So she had Yemei Tumah of 14 days and she has Yemei Tahara of 66 days. Let's say she goes to Mikvah on the 15th day after the 14 days of the Malot of Tumah is up, and then right away she becomes pregnant again. And because she's weak, so she has a miscarriage. If she loses this pregnancy after 55 days, she has 66 days in a Malot. 60 days. I'm telling you, 60 days. She loses the pregnancy, and it turns out that it was a girl. But the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that if the woman is matat, the chiyuv to bring a korban yoledes, she has to bring a chatas and an oil, applies whether she gave birth to a vlad bar kayama or an eifel, provided that she was pregnant for a minimum of 40 days and had a tzuris of vlad. If she was pregnant for less than 40 days, then the Gemara calls it my bialma, then there's no chiyuv of bringing a korban yoledes. Rashi quotes, "Ishi ki tazir yolda, the rabbis are feeling of a datum mochui. She nimcha benasa keim zera, in with mea leda, that the dinim of tumas yoledes, and you make tohar, and the korbanus, everything applies, even if it's mochui, even if it's liquefied. Even if she lost the baby later on, but still you have all the dinim, but that's only provided that she was pregnant for 40 days, and then it became liquefied. If she wasn't pregnant for 40 days, then it's Maya B'Yalma, and it'll be Dam Nida, but it won't be Mace, it won't be Mitama even. That's what the Mishnah Melech points out. The Dam and Nida has a din of Abba Tuma. And if the woman loses a, woman has a miscarriage, it's not only Dam Nida, it's considered a Mace. then it's considered a dead body. If someone considered a mate, that it's metame, the magda, the master, the oham, the whole thing, it's a metame, you need hazar, kulishi shvi. That's only she was pregnant for 40 days. If she was pregnant less than 40 days, then I won't have a din of dama nida. I won't have a din of tumas mate. So the Mishnah says that there's a din that every time you give birth to a baby, you have to bring a korban, your leather, except if she gave birth to a second baby in the middle of the lowest of the first baby. It means it is mata. If she had a miscarriage, you can't have a baby. In 56 days, you can't have a vlad bar tayom. It's not enough. But if she was mapala vlad, during the May Kohar, then she's not obligated to bring a separate carbon yoledes for that vlad. Let's say the woman has twins or triplets, so she doesn't have to bring a carbon yoledes for each and every child. If it's one later, so all the vlades are covered with one set of carbonates, a chadus and another. Even if it's a second later, but the second later was tohamalos of the first later, before the 80 days are up, or before the 40 days are up, and she's matelas, tohamalos, then she's not tried to bring a separate korban. So now there's a machlokes, that's an interesting machlokes hatanoim. What if she had a miscarriage of a baby girl, let's say after, on the 65th day of the malos? And the malos is 66 days. The malos of the mitzvah is 66 days. She's mapelas and a cave on the 65th day. So she doesn't have to bring a separate korban for that. She has the make tumah though. She has the make tumah. Does she have the make tara? Whenever you give birth to a vlad, so you have the make tumah. Oh, so that's what the Rishtesis explains on the creases. During the make tohar, only the dam is tohar. But later is matami even if you have a lady yveshta. Lady is not matami because you have dam. Even if theoretically one could visualize that there would be a lady yveshta, kerem chet, eitzadas. That there was no punishment of dam neither, and dam later, there was no dam. We would have had babies just like this. Popped out, the babies would pop out, no chevle later, no chevle ibu, nothing. Everything would be easy, but there would still be too much, maybe, I don't know, there would still be too much your letters. Allah al Maishab is manazed. There's too much your letters even if it's a lady yveshta. But that's why the din of Yemei Tohar doesn't affect the later. So if the woman gives birth to she has a miscarriage in the middle of Yemei Tohar, she took male for 7 or 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. But the question is, what about the malos of Yemei Tohar? What about the 66 days later, or the 33 days later, if it turned out to be a miscarriage of a boy? Would she have that? So that's a machloket satanaim, and the Mishnah increases whether she has that. Right. So you have the whole malos of 40 or 80 days, and then maybe you have the Yemei Tohar also. Or you say, no, you just have tumas yoledes. You can have tumas yoledes without having the whole 40 or 80 days. Right. I think it's based on Shvon. Shvon's a human of Abonim and Mishnah creatures. Based on Shvon. How do we hold? Do you remember? Because we have a pasuk that says that if she gives birth to a baby in the middle of the malos, that's not mechayiv another carbon. Later, tof malos is covered with the carbon on the first one. So that means that everything is followed up. There's no new malos is created. Or no, it doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Machlokes, how do you understand that pasuk? On the first daf and second, the Gemara quotes second daf and second. The Gemara quotes machlokes b'shanim misul. What if she's matelis vlad or leyon tayalim? What if a woman gave birth to a baby girl and the 80 days are up and she can't begin to bring the karbanos ha'aleves till the morning of Yom Tayalim, because she can't bring any karbanos balayla, but the malos was up already at night when the 80th day was up, the malos was over, and then she became pregnant in the middle of the 66th day. She went to mikvah, she became pregnant, and she was matel, she has a miscarriage or the Yom Tayalim the night after the 80 days are up, she's the night before the morning of the 81st day. So do you say that that's considered like Torah Hamalos, or do you say that that's considered Lach Hamalos? Legabi Korban, that's Machlokes. What about Legabi Chiyuv Korban? Legabi Tumah V'Tahara, this is a Malos for two purposes, for Tumah V'Tahara, that there's a din of Yemei Tohar, so for Tumah V'Tahara purposes, it's certainly over already. The Malos is over when it comes the night after the 80th day, the Malos is up. Now she has done. So it's in the coming here. As a regular din, not going to be Yemei Tohar anymore. But should I say that the malos is not up with Gabi Korban yet, because with Gabi Korban you can't begin to bring the carbon until the morning of Tei Allah? Or should
should I say no? The Malot is up the Gabi Korban Oath. The only thing is, it's a technicality, like in a case, I mean, this is locked at night. It's locked. You can't bring Korban. So that's Machlokes to Shana Mitzvah. I'm a Pelis or the Yom Pei Aleph, whether she's covered with the Korban for the first blood, or she's chayav to bring a second Korban. There's a writer there on the Rit has a comment. Why does the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, why does the Mishnah use a lashon apelus or the Yom Pei Aleph or the Yom Pei Aleph? Leil Pei Aleph. The Gemara says why. You do the Bika as Chomet or the Yom Yudalam. That's what the Gemara quotes it there. Or the Yom Yudalam. It's a lashon Nekiyah, no? That's a lashon Nekiyah. Instead of saying Leil Yudalam, they say or the Yom Yudalam. That's the simple answer in the Gemara. So the writer claims that it's not the whole story. That's half of the story. But the rest of the story is that whenever it says or the Yom Ploni, it means that you don't have to wait till Seif HaKachavim. There's a fetus mitzvah. That is, let's say it's right after the Shkia of Yom Pei Aleph, and you have the first 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes of Bein HaSrashim. And the woman has Damben. So do you say that it's a Sufik Yom Sufik Lailo, Bein HaSrashim Sufik Yom Sufik Lailo, so it's a Sufik whether she's in the middle of the Meitah O'Hara, it's a Sufik if she became a Nida? Or do you say, no, it's a Vadai Nida. So the Rabbi has a fetus, it's a Vadai Nida. That the halacha that Bein HaSmarcha to Sofi Yom Sofi Lailo doesn't apply to Megiya to the Zin. How did we get this from Sin Yeh? Because it says in the Mishnah, or the Yom Pei Aleph. Or means that it's nighttime, but it's, the sun is still light outside. A minute after Shkia, for the first Bein HaSmarcha period, for the first 20 minutes, it's still a little light outside. So that's like both. Or it says the same regarding the Bedikas Chomet. But even on the Shulchan Aruch, it says that you don't begin to do Bedikas Chomet till Leil Yudal. Leil Yudal means Pesach Chavim. The writer of the Mishnah says no, that you do the Bikas Chomet immediately after Shkia, you don't have to wait till Seisa Kachom. Because that's why the Mishnah used the Lashon, or the Yom Yudal. Or the Yom Yudal, but from the Chomet, the Oran Eir, the Oran Eir is not a pastor. The Oran Eir means to the light of the candle. The light called or the Yom Yudal. Or the Yom Yudal means the night of Yudal is after sunset, before Seisa Kachom. The Gemara says that the bringing of the carbon on the part of the Yoledes after the Malos is up accomplishes two things. First of all, she's Yetzir HaMitzvah. It's a mitzvah that a person is Mechal Shadi B'Shevi. She has to bring a carbon chatzis. So the woman had a baby, so she has to bring a set of a chatzis and a nerva. Then in addition to being a mitzvah, the Gemara says it's the Mechusri Kaperet. The woman was a Tameya, and the Tumen is removed when she goes to the mikvah, but she's still a Puyom. So with respect to what she's called, the Gabi Chulim. And then after the 40 days are up or the 80 days are up, then Rashi says she was at Tfulas Yom Roch. After the 80 days or the 40 days are up, then she's no longer Tful Yom, then she's permitted to eat Truma, but she's still not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash to eat Korban, so she brings the Korban, and after that's called the Mechusa Kippurim. One who is Tameh, who didn't yet bring the Korbanos that are going there, that complete the Tahara. And after she brings the Korbanos, that's the Gemara Tahara, and then she's even permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat Korban. So the Gemara says that what happens if the woman had a lot of babies and they just built the Beis HaMikdash now and she wants to bring a Korbanos, the Gemara says she's obligated unless she had 9 babies and she has to bring 9 sets of Korbanos, one set of Korbanos for each pregnancy that she had, even if she had twins or triplets, whatever, so she only has to bring one set of Korbanos for each pregnancy. So she has to bring 9 sets of Korbanos. But let's say she brought one set of Korbanos and she didn't get around to bring the other remaining 8 sets of Korbanos. So the Gemara says she's Tahira. She's no longer called the Mechusa Kippurim Bahashara, Leil Chayva. And the rest she'll have to bring whenever she gets the money. Whenever she has a chance, so she'll bring it. So the Gemara gives a mashal, Lamad Abadayim. And the Gemara says, what if I touch the Sheret, then I touch the Nazela, and then I ate Midlas Ashtoho, whatever, I became Tameh by doing various things. So I'm telling for 5 different reasons. So then when I'm table in the mikvah, I become tall. I have to be table in the mikvah 5 times. I have to go in the mikvah, go out and go in and go out and go out and go out 5 times. No, there's not. If you tell me 10 different reasons, let's say a woman before she gets married had a period. She became a nida 1 month and the next month and the next month. She's got a nida 25 times before she gets married. So she has to be table in the mikvah 25 times. She goes to the mikvah once and she gets rid of all the tumah. The Gemara says the same as over here. The Yoledet has, every time she had a baby, is another reason why she became Tamei Tumas Yoledet. So she goes to Mikveh, and then she brings one set of Korbanos, so that wipes off all of the Tumas Yoledet that she has. Not because she's Purim anymore, but still, Vashar Al Chayva, she's still obligated to bring the remainder of the sets of Korbanos, because it's also a mitzvah. The bringing of the Korbanos is not only for a mitzvah, it's also for Tara. It's not only for Tara, it's also for a mitzvah. It's a double functioning one. Third is a double purpose. It should take that off too. I think there are two gears in the Gemara about that. We have a gear in the Gemara that sounds like it's no good in that case. And if Kivegi writes on the side, he doesn't understand what's going on. Why should it be no good? But the Rasha Shekhar wants to say that too. If it's for two different purposes, then it doesn't wipe off the tumor. That's a big logoli sugi, it's a fair increase. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Levi in the middle of neither. What's the gedar hadin of this? He made tohar. That in the last 33 to 66 days of the malalos, so even if she has dam that has a maritama, she's still going to be tohar. What kind of halach is that? Dam tohar. So the Gemara has a machlokes amarayim. What's going on? Should I say that these are shtei mayonet? There's one mayon that makes dam tamei, and there's one mayon that makes dam tohar. And Nistam had tamei, the nistam had tohar. Then after the 80 days are up, is nistam had tohar, the nistam had tamei. These are two different mayonets. Or should I say no? We say that it's all mayon echad hatereti masav hatereti aron. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. That's my nafkemina. What's philosophy? My nafkemina. The Gemara says no. Nafkemina for shofar. Let's say the yoledes has dam flowing on the 14th day. That's in the middle of Yimei. 7th day. It wasn't in the middle of Yimei. What would the din be? So the Gemara says it depends whether it's Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayan. Very hard to understand how can it be Shtei Mayan. It doesn't correspond to anything. So Tosfos doesn't ask that count. Tosfos says from the Gemara that the Gemara says the Feirish at the Yoyres, a non-Jewish woman just gave birth to a baby. And after she has the baby, she decides she wants to convert. And then she converts a few days later. And then she has a Riyaz Dam in the middle of the 33 of the 66 days that if she would have been Jewish at the time that she gave birth to the baby, that would have been Yimei Tohar. But she wasn't Jewish, so what's the din? So it says the Feirish and the Brises. Since she wasn't Jewish, there's no din Yimei Tumah, there's no din Yimei Tohar. She starts Yesh Meyayim. So whenever she converted, that's day number one. That's her life begins at 40, whatever. She's just this guy. And then she has a Riyaz Dam. So she becomes a nida. I ignore everything that happened before. So Taisa speaks Akashi, that's a Beferish Braisa. That could be a Machlekes Rabba Levi, a Machlekes Amaroyim. But there's a Beferish Braisa. How can anybody say that it's Shtei Mayonetain? One is Tnei or one is Tahira. If it's really corresponding to Mitzvahs, so it should apply even to the Nachlis as well. That the Dam that comes out in the 33 and 66 days, we know is Dam from the Mayan Torah, so it should be taught. But Tosfos asked that question. So Tosfos gives some kind of an answer on that. That's a question. So that might lead one to understand. Tosfos doesn't exactly say that, but Tosfos says something approximate to this. It might lead one to understand that that's not really a machlokes Rabbi Levi. Not a machlokes in Mitzvahs. Not a machlokes in biology.
But the Mayan Echad is Shem Mayan. She has a Shem in biology? Yes, Gabay Tam. No, it's a Machloikis in Din. What's a Machloikis in Din? Whether, when the Torah says that Dam that comes in the middle of the 33 of the 66 days is Tohar, is that called Yimei Tohar or is that called Dam Tohar? That's what it means. What's the difference? Oh, if it's Yimei Tohar, so in those days, the Dam that comes in those days is Tohar. Doesn't matter whether it's a Hemshech from before or the Dam starts then, it's going to be Hemshech later. These are Yimei Tohar. Whatever. But if you say no, it's Halacha, the Dam Tohar, the Halacha considers it as if it's Pei Mayon. It's not that in the sea it's Pei Mayon. It's not Pei Mayon. It's all from the same place. All the Dam comes from the lining and so on. If that Dam doesn't come from the lining, then it's Dam Matos. Then it's not called Dam Mila. Then it's called Dam Matos. So we're talking about Dams coming from the derails. There's only one line. You don't throw that. You don't have hot and cold forces. It's Pei Mayon. So it sounds like two forces. Hot water, cold water. There are no two forces. The Dam comes from all over in the lining. So perhaps you can learn, that's our observation, perhaps you can learn that that's the machlokes, whether the halacha over here was said that it's Yimei Tohar, the halacha says that it's Dam Tohar. If it's halacha that this is Dam Tohar, so then if it's Shabbas, if it continues from Toch Yimei Tumah, till Toch Yimei Tatar, so how can you label this as different chetz of Dam Alpizit? Mam Shechem Shech from Tor. You can't call it Dam Tohar, this is still Dam Tomei. But the Dam began in the middle of Yimei Tohar, so it's Dam Tohar, then it's Shabbas. The flow continues till after the 80 days are up, till after the 40 days are up. So this is still Dam Tohar. That's perhaps what the Gemara meant to say. Cheskel Abramsky writes a Chiddush Niflah in his Sefer Chazan Yecheskel on a Tosefta. He says the din is, well, the first part is our Gemara, Chumash. The din is in the Chumash that if a woman has a Riyaz Dam, so she's a Nida for 7 days, whether the Dam continues for some days or not, and then after those 7 days are up, it's next 11 days, if she has Dam, she may become a Zava. She has Dam. If she has Dam 1 day or 2 days, she's only a Zava Tanis. She's only Shemeres Yom Kinei Yom. If she has Dam 3 days in a row, 3 consecutive days, the Gemara says, then she becomes a Zava Gedoyma. So this is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yonah Sagi Goyim, that it doesn't have to be 3 days in a row, and then you say it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Teres has to be 3 days in a row. The Rabbi made a mistake. The Teres Gemara has to be 3 days in a row. That in the Chazon Yecheskel, when he has this Cheskel Bach, learned by Abchang. So he writes in his he has an interesting comment on the commentary on the Tosefta. He writes a lot of things that are famous in the name of Abchang. Like he discovered America. We know that these are the same Abchang, and he writes it. He said, "Said it on his own." So he writes the Achidus. That what if Anisha was a Nida? No babies. She didn't have any baby yet. Anisha is a Nida. And the Dam, in the middle of the 7 days of Yimei Nida, the Dam begins on the seventh day, and it continues Shofas into the eighth day. The eighth day is the Yira Al-Kiyam Shabbat Nida Nida. So if you ask me, I would say she just became a Zav of Tana. She just had a Yira on one of the days of the 11 days, Yira Al-Kiyam Shabbat Nida Nida. So he says, no, he says, if it's Shofas, since the Dam began in the middle of Yimei Nida, and it continues in the middle of Yimei Diva, so this is Dam Nida, this is not called Dam Nida. Because you see from this Gemara, I don't exactly know how we saw it from the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a different thing. The Gemara is talking about your letters. That's what he says. You see from this Gemara that the Dam is labeled by the Tchilas Ariyah. So if the Tchilas Ariyah was in the middle of Yimei Nida, and it continues into the middle of Yimei Ziva, so by Shafas is labeled as Dam Nido. So Dam Nido doesn't make link to a Zav of Tam. Then the Torah has all of the dinim of Tzaras. The din of Tzaras you can have as Manazah also. You can have the Talmid Tzaras, you can have the... You just can't bring the carbon. You can't bring the karbanis at the end, but you can have the taharas on the tzara, you can have everything except for the karbanis you can have. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis writes a sofer. The Pirush HaMishnayis in the Goyim, he writes his Nesupik. The Gemara points out in the first parak in Yevamos that when the Mitzvah does the process of becoming tahar, that's the next week's tzedek, that's not in this week's tzedek. It says he has to shave off all the hair. And this he said that his galach was a big gimel, that's a different gimel. That's not tiglachas on the tzera. It's a different thing. That he shaves around the hair, around the negatzera. And next week said it says that he has to do a tiglachas yishayna and tiglachas shniyah. has to shave off all the hair on his body. The Nazir, the Mishnah says in the Gemara that there were three people, Svaisha, there were three people who had a mitzvah to do tiglachas. The one was the Levian, that was the Hoi Rosh, and the one is the Nazir, and the one is the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah has to do twice the tiglachas in Shaina, and then 8 days later he has to do the tiglachas Shniyah. So the Nazir only has to shave off the hair on top of his head. The beard is not even, not involved. He can shave his beard when he's a Nazir, and when he's finished he doesn't have to shave the beard. It's neither here nor there. And the Mitzvah has to shave everything. Rosh of his corner is Gabba Zaino, his eyebrows. He has to shave off his eyebrows. That's the kasha that Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharam al Shakar. If the din is there, b'isha erba, so why doesn't a woman have to wear a tichel down below her eyebrows? Stay there, b'isha erba. He's a ferret on that. That's his kasha, but the kasha is based on this passage that it says Gabba Zaino. We see that Gabba Zaino is considered sick, so why not say stay b'isha erba? So the Gemara says in the first, and how do you do this? Tiglachas with a razor. The tiglachas has to be done with a razor. So the Gemara says, how does he shave his beard with a razor? How does he cut off his payas? How does he cover off his payas? The Gemara says, well, you could have said, we happen to pass Kanasi, you could have said that it's not in violation of the use of payas. It says, lo sakifu pas roshkan. Lo sakifu means if you put a pot on your head and you cut off the payas and the hair is on top and you cut off the payas. So you did an act of hakofa. But if you take a machine and you shave off all the hair, so you didn't do a hakofer. Hakofer means like the women's hakofer. Hakofer. You go around, but he didn't do any hakofer. He just cut off all of his hair, so there's nothing there. So that the Gemara has a shalom about hakofer's coloration, hakofer, hakofer's coloration, lashma hakofer. The Gemara says which part can hakofer's coloration, shma hakofer? That's also not there. Hakofer's coloration is also shma hakofer. But even if you go over it's lashma hakofer, but he shaves with a razor, so he's shaving the beard off. The beard is different available. It's not trying to say Hakofer's color is Lashma Hakofer on the beard. It's just a shot on the Pasa Reish. Not on the Pasa Zalka. So for sure it's different available. So you might ask how is the material permitted to do this? It's a violation of Hakofer's Pasa Zalka, Hakofer's Reish, Pasa Reish. You might say that's not Locha, that it's Becha, that the Mokka meets. It's Mutter. Sort of like that's a Becha Leisha. That's not Locha. So the Ramam and the Pirish and the Shnai said they're going, it's Mistafik. If you're permitted to do that, there's Mana Zeh. To do the Tiglachas mitzvah of the Mitzvah when it becomes Tohar, because you don't have any Beis HaMikdosh and you're not able to bring the Korbanos, so you're not going to be able to do the full mitzvah Taharas HaMitzvah, be able to go up until a certain point, then you have to stop. So you mistake whether to do up until that point is permissible, even though you're going to be Becha the Easter of Tiglachas, of the Luach Hakofas Pasa Rosh and Pasa Zokon. So the shaitan is doing the beginning of the mitzvah. I don't know, it may take another 1,000 years or so until you finish off your mitzvah. You may never live to do the rest of the end of the mitzvah. So the Raman says, maybe it's still Bercha. Maybe I should say, no, maybe it's not Bercha. Unless you feel pretty sure that you're soon going to be able to finish the whole process. He's nostalgic about that. The mitzvah is here. There's only about an I don't think so. Your Sameach and Hilchas Tumas Taras points out that the Rambam and Hilchas Tumas says that the Tahara Samaturi need a Kayin Miyukas. Pharisee Saul writes like that. But he always wondered if he wrote a letter to Rebbe Tevegi, he doesn't understand why don't we observe these dinim's man as when a person has a negative Taras, why don't we bring him to a Kayin and let the Kayin pass him from it? So he says that maybe we don't do it because we won't be able to be retired him. Because Taras HaMitzvah means it's praying in the Yuchas. And he doesn't say, where did you know that from? He doesn't say, praying in the Yuchas, we just spoke about yesterday. No, from Yuchas only a chumim to Rabbanah for Kachim, for HaKrovah's Karbanah. So how does he know that you need to pray in the Yuchas for the purpose of Taharas HaMitzvah for the Karbanah that he brings as Karbanah? So how do you know that Taharas HaMitzvah you need to pray in the Yuchas? So that, the Yosameh says, that's the Ramam and Hilchas Tumis. So Rabbi Kaima, of all places, the Rambam Hilchas Tumas writes like that. How does Rambam know? I don't know. How does Rambam know? Need a Kaim Yuchas V'Taras HaMitzvah. Where does it say? The pasuk in Nehemiah only says it by Hakrovas Kabbas. And the Gemara there only says Ligabi Hakrovas Hakabbas. How did the Rambam? The Gemara has hardly anything on it. The Gemara doesn't add on anything to the pasuk. So how did the Rambam know? Need a Kaim Yuchas V'Taras HaMitzvah. So the Yosameh suggests maybe you can say another reason why we don't declare Tumayim Bizman HaZeh Mitzvah, because we won't be able to be Mitzvah then. Why won't we be able to be Mitzvah then? Because in Kohen Yuchas, maybe it's not correct. I don't know. So he suggests another Mahalach, because
part of the ceremony of Taharas HaMetzora, you have to have a shnitzei las, which is a piece of cloth that's dyed the color of talas. So what color is talas? If we don't know what color, we don't know exactly what color the talas is. Like is the Rambam and Rashi, where the talas is brought full of light blue, and Rashi says the color of the sky at midnight, and Rambam says the color of the sky at noon. So if you don't know what color talas is, he says he doesn't know what color talas is. So he says maybe that's why we don't do taharas hamitzvah, because we don't know what color shnitzei las is. But you can't do the taharas, and maybe you don't begin to declare the tzaddik because you're just going to put him in a predicament that he won't be able to speak out of it. Maybe that's why we don't do it this manner. But that's the issue that the Yosemech raised in the Persian Shul on the Snaiz, right? Every year, 32 days, he can't 32 days later. They didn't understand. Why don't we observe these demons as manazah? Why shouldn't it be tzaraas as manazah? We mentioned earlier, the Chafetz Chaim quotes some statement that we hardly have any tzaraas as manazah. Is there some reason why not? But only years ago, there was a real punishment for the Aveira of Lashon Hara because there was a Beis HaMikdash and Korbanos and Aliyah LeRegel and Trumah and Kotzim and Taras, and it meant something. Today, it doesn't really mean that much, so it won't make the person so uncomfortable. So it's not really a punishment. So that's why the whole thing is a mess anyway. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo only causes this mess as an Einish with specific Aveira. And today it won't mean the same thing as it meant years ago, so that's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't bring Negat Tzaraas. I don't know, is that so? There's no Negat Tzaraas today? No, the tumah is only after the kohen declares it. If it's considered a negat tzaraas, you're not permitted to cut it off. The Gemara says a kosik baheres is like it. If a person cuts off the negat tzaraas without consulting the kohen, it's like if the kohen passes it tzar, it would appear from the Rashba that then it's mutter to cut it off. The person says it would appear that then it's mutter. But if you don't, if you want to avoid asking the kohen and you cut it off on your own, so that's what called this a negat tzaraas it is. But the tumah tzaraas it doesn't get until the kohen passes it his stomach. No, that's the shalom. Why not go to a kohen and let the kohen learn all the dinim, and they should know how to declare tamei atah? What's so difficult?
So you avoid the problem. You don't have no kohen declares it as tamei, then you won't come.
But that's a mitzvah. It's the hamitzvah to bring it. In fact, it's the Gemara talks about postponing. The Gemara comments on the pasuk of Yom Heroes by Basachai Yitmos. The Rashi quotes on the pasuk of Yom. Yes, yom shataroi nigoyim. Yes, yom shiataroi nigoyim. There are some days that you're not allowed to look at the nigoyim. And when is that? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in my talking that it's on regel, on Yom Tov, or a chasm shivus me'amishna. That because of the simchas Yom Tov, or because of the simchas achasm, if you'll show the nega on Yom Tov or during shivus me'amishna, if the coin will declare that it's tohar, that will be a big simcha. But if the coin is going to declare that it's tamid, it's going to ruin the simchas Yom Tov. So that's why you're not allowed to show the Negoyim on regal. So it would appear that that's a special heter. But let's say there's no regal and there's no Shivus Me'amishta, then you're supposed to show it to the Kohen right away. According to what appears so, Chazanish writes, discusses this topic. If you have a mitzvah and it doesn't give you when this man is, that you have to do that mitzvah, so when do you have to do that mitzvah? Tell us if the person has a negative size, you should ask the Kohen. So you can wait 25 years till he has the Kohen. It's wait till here's he now. He's going to go after Sukkot. It's wait a half a year. Only he has to go right away, today. He hasn't had his right, he has to go immediately. He has to go today. So the Chazanish has a bit of a discussion about that. So this Gemara would appear that you need a pasuk to say over here that you can postpone because of Simchas Yom Tov or Simchas Chasson. Otherwise, it sounds like you're not allowed to postpone. Unless you should say, the Chazanish is stop. Unless you should say that no, the Mikra Din, you can always postpone any mitzvah. Unless you're holding by dying, you have to shake a leg and do the mitzvah now, otherwise you're going to die. But if you don't plan to die in the immediate future, then you have a whole lifetime ahead, you can do the mitzvah whenever you want. That's what the Sefer Achinuch talks about that. There's a mitzvah parsha zocha. The Gemara says that it's deraisa. So the Sefer Achinuch says, he thinks that once in a lifetime maybe is enough. Parsha zocha once in a lifetime. Well, he says maybe once every couple of years, or maybe once every year like the Takanas Chacham. Maybe it's really once every year. So that's what we usually think, once every year, because the Sheh Shikha Yud Beis Chayim. But the Sefer HaChinuch is mistaken about that. He has one word to say, once in a lifetime. On the Tzadet, it's once in a lifetime. So what does it mean when you're Bar Mitzvah, you have to learn Parsha Zohar right away? Well, if the kid is Bar Mitzvah the day, you have to learn Parsha Zohar. He doesn't have to hurry. He waits till the summertime when they need Parsha Zohar again. He doesn't hurry. You see that he's not in such a big rush. So why not say, hurry up, hurry up. You're not worried. So that's what the Chazanish talks about. What fact of the din and all the mitzvahs are fair. When you have a mitzvah that you have to take care of, and it doesn't say when it has to be taken care of. He just says, the reason I'm doing the mitzvah is to do it as early as possible, or do you say something more than that? What do you do at this point?
On the level of
Darash. On the level of Darash, yeah. On the level of Darash, that Hashinim and Nisim. You have to be afraid. There's Man Meruba, Hashinim and Nisim. There's Man Meruba, Lash Hashinim and Nisim. That's the Shaila, how long is Man Meruba?
So why
does Rabbanim does that? I don't know. But Rabbanim just say Hashinah Lemisa. He's only 13. What if he's sick though? What if Hashinah Lemisa kid is sick and he's banished? Should he say Hashinah Lemisa? I don't know. Should? Like a Sudlain, I don't know. So you should have discussed over here. Get a meeting together and learn Hashinah Lemisa. So difficult. Whatever. They're not silent. Whatever the local or not silent taxes. That's what I'm talking about. What does it mean, Rashi quotes in the Gemara? That a chasm should be seen amish, the Pasuk says, the beyond who was by Basachai. Beyond. Yeshem Shatarani Goyim, when is that? Shivas in Amish, what? Shivas in Amish is a dinder, right? So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, the Moshe Tikman, he saw Shivas in Avelus. The Shivas in Amish, they say, see that it's only Takan of the Rabbanah. So how does Rashi quote over here, Adrashas Chachamim, Adrashas in the Gemara, the Shivas Mi'a Mishka, you don't look at the Negoi. And let's say on a Chalami, that the Pasuk on a level of the Raisa of Yerosh only goes on regular. On a level of the Rabbanim, that there's a Din of Simchas Chosim, so it refers to the Shivas Mi'a Mishka as well. But on a level of the Raisa, that's not part of the Gemara. Or perhaps you can say like the Rosh and Sudas quote in the name of the Maharam Lichtenberg, that a Chosim Mi'a Mishka has a full Simcha de Raisa. He bases it on the Pasuk Yom Chasanos and Yom Simchasliba, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So he says that there's Simchas Chosim and Atera one day, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzaken all 7 days. But it is a Din D'Oraisa, the first day. The first day is a Din D'Oraisa. The Mishkan is Yankov in his Tshuva claims that it's not so. He says that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Kol Shirish in Amish, there's a Chiyuk Simcha and Atera. He doesn't explain what he do with the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Yishambi that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzaken Shirish in Amish. Unless he means that Mishta, that you have to have a party, you're supposed to make parties in honor of the Chasim, that's only the Rabbanim. But the concept of Shivas, you make Simcha, if there is a Din Simcha for 7 days, that's a Din D'Oraisa. The Chasim is in a state of Simcha for 7 days. How does he express his Mitzvah Simcha? He dances, puts his money in the bank. What does he do? He writes thank you notes. How does he express? He doesn't write thank you notes. How does he express his Simcha? Why the fellow is learned. He learns Torah. What is he supposed to do? Ain't Simcha Elo, no sign here. Ain't Simcha Kerim Hapera. Oh, there it is. Okay. You can't talk about the Rabbanim. Okay. Get the distance. But you shouldn't be right in the going for the 7 days. Why should the chasm have a chi of simcha? If he said, we were learning Teretan Gadol, so he said based on the Gemara in my Tratton, that the Yisrael of chi of simcha comes from being with Nei Hashem. And so if you go and live a chi of simcha, it's not from living Nei Hashem and the person has a chi of simcha by the regal. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shagasari has in his tshuvas, he shows from the Gemara that there's a chi of simcha. So our Soviet always used to say, why? Because in Rosh Hashanah, you mechiv for Dlo Shaykh, and the Gemara has a Rosh Hashanah, because you can't cross the Tulafim Dami. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, because whatever the pshat is, that's the loss of the Gemara. Since the Mechuyif of Rosh Sefer is considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mamis Mechnei Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then on Yom Kippur, apparently, the Rambam writes in the Shemana Prokhin, based on Sukkim, and Rabbi Raka, when he says, Mahim Abdiyu, and Nechum Levein Erotechem, the Rabbeir is like a Moshe HaMavdiyu, the Rambam calls it based on Imam, like a Moshe HaMavdiyu, like a wall that separates between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he does tshuva, and he takes down this wall, so then there's no longer any matita that's not between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the person stands, Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Hashem Tetar. Once you take off the Aveira, so then you stand again with Me'ashem, so with Me'ashem to Torah. So that's the Mechayiv of Simcha. So that's the Yisrael of Simcha Yom Kippur before there's a Kapara. So what's the Mechayiv of Simcha by the Chosin? Well, that's the Yosef Kapara. Rashi and Chumash quotes that the small married, what's his name? Esau married Machla Sashi Shmuel. Esau married Machla Sashi Shmuel. Why is she called Machla? She had a different name. She's called Machlas because he's got a Mechila Savonis. Rashi quotes from the Yerushalmi like that. But a Chosin gets a Mechila Savonis when he gets married. And maybe that's what it means, that the Chosin has a Chus to have Mechila Savonis. If he does Tshuva, if he doesn't do Tshuva, he never gets. The Rambam has a Chlav, he's never had a Mechila Savonis without Tshuva. Yet Kippur is not Mechapa without Tshuva, and Kavonis is not Mechapa without Tshuva, and Nisha is not Mechapa without Tshuva, and Malchus, everything, nothing is Mechapa without Tshuva. And the Gemara says in the end of Tzubah that it's Mahalach Baal Aramis Berek Yisrael and Cholam Abenoish, and it says Mechipa Ad Moshe Amos, so the Minchan Tavuzah quotes in the same Tzubah there, that means that if he's a Zionist and he doesn't do Tzubah, he doesn't get Mechipa Tavayna. It means that he's drunk and he walks Baal Aramis Berek Yisrael and he's Mahalach Baal Aramis, then the Halicha Baal Aramis is in Cholam Abenoish. So in some ways by Chosin also, the Chosin gets Mechipa Tavayna. If he does tshuva, when does he do tshuva? So it means in Yeshivas in Ha'amishta. If he does tshuva in Yeshivas in Ha'amishta, he stands, he has this chus that will be in Mechol HaMagdash. So that's why there's a chiyuv simcha perhaps. That's why there's a chiyuv simcha like on Yom Kippur, maybe. It's an interesting idea that the Maharam Brutmer holds that there's a chiyuv simcha mederaisa by a chos in Yom Risha, and the Mishkanes Yankin holds that there's a chiyuv chos shiva. Because it says that the Mitzvah has to observe aspects of Avelus. God of Yir for Rumi, the Rosh Yir for Rub, Asaf and Yate, Rashi writes to Ovel, Rashi quotes from the Rosh Yimah, Asaf and Yate to Ovel, that's Atifa Saroyz. Atifa Saroyz. What is Rosh Yir for Ruah? Not about to take Tisporus, not about to take a haircut, Rashi says. The God of Yir for Rumi, he has to have ripped the Godin. It doesn't say he has to rip Kriya, Lashem Kriya. Let's say a relative dies, it's not enough that the relative is designed to put on rip the garden. They have to rip the beggar, Lashem, this over. And if they thought that the cousin, they thought that a brother died, and they found out that a sister died, so then the Gemara says they're not yet to. They have to rip Kriya again, unless they found out first they did, or after they rip Kriya. And the Gemara says first they did, they could die. But if they rip Kriya, Lashem, the wrong person, and then they found out later on, they have to rip Kriya again. So it's not enough to wear the garden Kriya. Here it just says, the garden you. For Rumi, it could be that he doesn't have to rip Kriya, he just has to wear the garden Kriya, a lower aspect of Avelus. Rosh Yir for Ruah, he's not allowed to take the haircut. Asaf and Yate has to have Atifa Saroish, Rashi says, like an oven. Asaf and Yate to oven. What do you mean, Safam? Safam is a mustache. Asaf and Yate, he should wear Atifa all the way down to his mustache. Katifa Saish Meilim. Taisi says we don't do that with manazah because it looks chulcha v'yakluva. We just bring out laughter. The tamei tamei yikra. What's the idea of tamei tamei yikra? What about the tzara of manazah that will invoke laughter? Taisi is cool to apply. Why should we declare the tamei? Then we should observe these. I don't know. Why is tamei tamei yikra? So the Gemara says he should be madia tzara the rabbi and the rabbi and the rakshim all of rachmi. You should let everybody know that he's tamei. Rashi and Chumash doesn't say that. You should let everybody know he's tamei that they shouldn't become tamei from it. The yikra should be menu. Mashmiyah should tell me the if a shimmy manner they shouldn't be Mikabal Tumah. He's Mikami even by Ohel. The Gemara says in the Mitzvah is Hukish Lameis, that when Miriam became a Mitzvah Ras, So Aaron told Moshe Rabbeinu, "I'll be not a mace. Let him not be like a mace. Just like a mace is metami ba'ohel, so to the mitzvah is metami ba'ohel. Not exactly the same as a mace. A mace is more chomer. Basis in the end of the Bamas points out a mace is more chomer than tumah. So it says over here, the chutzma machane moshavoy. So the Gemara in Brachos comments on that passage, the chutzma machane moshavoy." That by a mitzora, let's say the mitzora is walking through a room, and I'm sitting in the room. If the mitzora is only walking through the room, there's not too much ohel. The mitzora has to be stationary. If the mitzora is stationary there, even if I'm walking through the room, I will become tummy. But if the mitzora is walking, then he won't become tummy. And Tesis, that's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos quotes a Mishnah in the Gemara like that. Then the Tesis points out, and the Tesis in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza points out, those are Mishnah Negoim. Let's say the Mitzvah wants to daven in Shul. No, no, you're on the Kaz of Chaimah. It's not you, it's a lie. He wants to go daven in Shul? Why not? Not Chotam and Amit. So he's going to sit down in Shul to daven. Everybody's going to become Tamim. My Shavar is going to sit down. But he's going to keep on walking back and forth. Tamim has to come to Shul, has to walk back and forth. But if the Mishnah Chotam, he's not going to walk back and forth. So the Mishnah has, he should stand on the other side of Mechitza. But the mechitza doesn't go up to the ceiling. So it doesn't matter. As long as the mechitza is 10 foot tall, it's a different room. By a mace, it's like, no, no. You have a mace in the room and I'm walking in the other room, and you have a mechitza, but you have a pesach tefach, so pesach tefach is maybe a sakun. Here by mitzvah, the din is not so. Here by mitzvah, as long as it's a separate room, even though the mechitza doesn't go all the way up to the top, the tumah doesn't go through. That's what led some to believe that by mace, it's only the rabbanim. But if you have a pesach tefach, if there's a mace in one room and there's a tzohar in the other room, that the tumah goes through, that it's only the rabbanim. That's what it says in the shach, that it's only the rabbanim. Shach on Yerudayim. Some sefer says that shach is a misprint. A misprint that they put the printer, put the six cotton on the wrong line in the machabit. The shach exists, it's not a misprint. But he says the shach says that that's the rabbanim, doesn't go on that, it goes on that. That the cotton is Zion or something, he says the printer put it on the wrong line in the machabit. So he misled you into believing that the din of Pesach Tefach is only the Rabbanan. He goes on a different line in the Machabit. There's a different din over there that everybody knows is only the Rabbanan. He's not talking about this. And other Achaim say, no, it's not a misprint that the Shach knew what he was talking about. And the printer knew what he was talking about. That it's not that the din Gufa is only the Rabbanan. But even if it's deraisa by a maze, it means that there are chilukim between Tumas Mitzur and Tumas Maze. It's not exactly the same. Even though it's Ukis Lameze, it's not exactly like a maze. If you have a beggar that has tumas saras, so the pasuk says saras mameres. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara. What do you mean mameres? Me'era is a curse. Tein bo me'era. It's a cursed beggar. How is that cursed beggar? It's also bano. You can't let it talk to bano. And then what do you do with it? The saras is a beggar. Hashir bo hanoga. Why do you have to have a pasuk taras mameres to tell you pain by the eruv that it's also bano? I said straight, you have to burn it. Isn't it obvious? What did the Rebbeinu Shlom tell us to burn it for? If it's muta bano, do you have anything that you have to destroy that's muta bano? Rabbi Yehoshua says, yeah, come. Well, Rabbi Yehoshua Glili says the chametz b'pesach is muta bano. We know that it's not come. Rabbi Yehoshua Glili has a counter attack. He says, tamei alat mecha, hey chametz also bano kol shuvim. Who ever heard of such a thing? Where do you get such an idea from the Chametz Osabana? Chametz Mutabano on Pesach. Those are Bashimus Mutabano. The country of Yisrael Glili. How do you say the Torah has Bisu? So you have to destroy the Chametz. So what does the Torah say? You have to destroy the Chametz if it's Mutabano. You see that it's not Poly Zebu Zer. The Torah can give it evilly and Bar Hashem to destroy Chametz. Even though it's Mutabano, it doesn't necessarily follow the fact that you have a Bisu to destroy it, that it's Osabana. That's the same over here. How do we know that the Chametz of Zelda Banon told Shivas or has a Machlech is peace given Rabbi Abo? A Machlech is in Shokan on our first hour. How do you know? So Rabbi Abo says, Kol Machlech Shalem Ali Yechol Esach and Esach Echad Isha Achid Lechad Isha Amel the Mashma Shem Yitzhak Mocha Kosin to Gash Chai Lechad Ben Zeylon. This is the same question. Lo Ye Yachel. Because they say Lo Yisrach Lu would not imply on one. Since it says Lo Ye Yachel, a strange construct, so that's why it implies he's done up. But no one says in the Gemara, no one in the Gemara says because of the fact that it's Tony Ibn Menorim that should imply that it's Asabana. That's a later Svarim, they have such a Svarim. Some Mishanim write like that, some Achreim write like that, some Mishanim write, Chometz is Asab, Chometz is as mana, because the Torah says you have to destroy it. So obviously it's as mana. Why would the Torah say to destroy something that's mutter mana? And some Achronim say the Beged HaMenuga is as mana, because the Torah says you have to destroy it. So obviously it's as mana. What does the Torah say you have to destroy this mutter mana? That's not that percent of crime. That wouldn't be, wouldn't seem to be what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara seems to say that the Yisrael Noah is learned out from a different passage here, saying by Meirah. Yisrael Noah by the Chomazor is learned out from a different passage. It's not learned out from the Mitzvah's Ibud Menoyim. Why not? The question is why not? It's not Ibud Tzvara. Why did the Baruch Shalom command us to destroy something? If it's Mitzvah Noah, it's not Hashor, it's not Al-Pashtik. It's Tzvara Ibud Menoyim, doesn't it imply that it's also Manoah? No? That's why I need an added pasuk that even the shazir, right? Maybe. The Gemara raises the question, what if you have a leather shoe that became a beged hamanuga? Because beged hamanuga is either the tzemer or the pishtin or the or, or the chomel v'chasot. It can be made from leather also. So I have a leather shoe. This is the chalitza shoe. It doesn't have the chalitza shoe that can use all the time. And this shoe, the bezin is a mega tzaraz. Who is it? A punishment to? The bezin, the husband, the wife. We don't know exactly. It's a punishment to somebody. The chalitza shoe just developed a mega tzaraz, and there's a din that you have to burn it. So you didn't burn it yet, and you took that shoe and you used it for chalitza. It's also b'hano. Is that called getting hano? Mitzvah slavei hanos mitzvah. Is that called getting hano? You use it for a mitzvah. But this is a mitzvah that brings a hefta. It's almost mataras washuk. So that's 2 days in the Rajbon, this is chalitza. Is it also l'chadchila to use the chalitza shoe for, that has a mega tzaraas? Should I say that he violated the Yisra HaNoh? Because the woman becomes Meteret Lashuk, but he said no, the Yisra Lashuk is because he didn't do the mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, then there won't be any Yisra Lashuk. And mitzvah is l'alvei hanas mitzvah, so that's not called getting HaNoh. That's what it starts off with the mitzvah. That's the fundamental machlokes that the Rajbon raises here. There's an Yisra Lashuk and there's a Mitzvah Chalitza. Which is the cause and which is the effect? If the din begins, if there's a Mitzvah to do Chalitza, do Chalitza however you do Chalitza, you'll be Surah HaNoh, do whatever you want. And if you didn't do the Chalitza, then the woman will be a Surah Lashuk. But it starts off as a Mitzvah. You say, no, it starts off as an Yisra. The Yivam is a Surah Lashuk. And the matter is, if you do this Mitzvah, it will be matter her. If you're going to use a shoe that's also about not to be matter her, you're getting on that? Yeah, it's a basic machlokes that he had. But what happened? He went ahead and used the shoe. So the Gemara says, the Bavli says it depends whether it's a sandal hamuchlot or a sandal hamuzgor. If it's only doing yimei hezger, then it's not tone tzreifer. If it's a sandal hamuchlot, the claim declared that it's tone muchlot, then it's tone tzreifer. If it's a sandal hamuchlot and it's tone tzreifer, then I say kitosi mechti shiura. Rav Chaim explained in the sefer, there is no din that kol ha-milisa of kisar of dam. It's a different shita, it's a shimmy shita. We don't pass like a shimmy, kol ha-milisa of kisar of dam. But we pass in that if you have something that's aimed at the sefer, ki peisi mech di shiur, the fact that it's aimed at the sefer implies that it doesn't have the hashivas of a shiur. It's supposed to have a shiur. If it's supposed to have a shiur, then it lacks the hashivas of the shiur. So the Gemara says, well, it has to have a shiur. What's a shiur? It has to be good enough to be lochu rov ha-regel. The chalitza shoe has to be big enough to cover up Rav HaRegel. It's not a shear in the chetz of the shoe. It's a shear in my foot. My foot is still there. And the shoe is still covering up Rav HaRegel. So that's what the case of Mishnah says, that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold like the Bavli. The Yerushalmi holds even a sandal hamuchlot, if you use it for chalitza, would be good. So the question is, so what happened to the principle of kitos and nech b'shiur? As you say, perhaps like the Zulma Goyen says, the Groa writes that you only say Kitos and Nech Peshure by Avodah Zorah or by Yerani Dachah. So the Hatton Ibn Menorah. Some you have something that's a mitzvah to burn it, a mitzvah Sreifah, like Orla Klea Keren, the Pesach in Satan, that Chafem, they told that you say Kitos and Nech Peshure. And the Zulma Goyen disagrees. He thinks that you never say that. You only say Kitos and Nech Peshure if it's Ton Ibn Menorah. So the question is, so what about over here? Here the Gemara talks about a Sandal HaMuklot. That you say to Tosin Mechushu, what sandal hamuchlot, you have to burn it immediately. We say the chayma. But it's not like a leibach v'yorcham yumim v'nachem. It's not like a v'rizor v'achomis that you're not allowed to have it. You have to, it's a hot potato. You have to get rid of it immediately. Mishkin, it's not Tosin Ibn Menorim immediately. It's a mitzvah to burn it when you get around to it. So you burn it. If you don't get around quickly, you say you're a vakul. There's even a din the mitzvah. You say that you need to feel. You need to have it around the house. L'chor or not. And yet the Bavli talks about the first Mech Peshur. So the Bavli is against the Bir Agro. The Bavli is against. So one could have said that that's exactly what the Yishalmi holds. Maybe the Yishalmi holds like the Zohar Gaon, you don't think you say say Nachas Shiur by Samuel Shochalitza, maybe because it's maybe because you hold that the Kesh Nachas Shiur is limited to Avodah Zarah. You have to look in the Yerushalmi, because Mishnah gives a different view. Because Mishnah and the Rambam and Hilchos, even the Chalitza claims that the reason why the Yerushalmi holds that you don't think the Kesh Nachas Shiur is your svar. But you only say Kesh Nachas Shiur when it is the Atmus Hashem Achetze. But here the Chalitza shoe doesn't have any minimum size that it has to be. It's a shear in relationship to my foot. If it's chayt or rov regel, then it's good. If it's not chayt or rov regel, then it's no good. But it is chayt or rov regel. Don't say that kol ha'anim v'shvus kisar ha'dami is considered as if it's not there, it's not chayt or rov regel. It is chayt or rov regel. Kulay hapach lovan. Okay, it's kulay. Ma bravash. I'm not always like ma bravash except for kulay, except for hapach, and except for lovan. Meitok shuwa and chizri. Chizri is a gemara in every case. Just have your face. Yeah. 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 When you have a beggar that's maneuver, you have to burn the whole beggar. That's the spot that has the name. You burn the whole beggar.
So,
if
that was
just to do with the
beggar.
Yeah. The science we're going is very fascinating. Not so hard. Go
to figure out now the final theory.